Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Dubwise top loop for Jungle and Old School DNB in Ableton Live 12, and the big mission is simple: make it feel alive, gritty, and DJ friendly without chewing up all your headroom. That matters a lot in DNB, because the top loop is not just decoration, it's the energy bed. It gives you shuffle, movement, tension, and identity in the intro, the breakdown, and even behind the drop. But if you overcook it, the whole tune starts fighting itself. The kick loses punch, the snare loses snap, and the sub starts feeling smaller than it should. So today we're treating the top loop like a utility layer, not the star of the show. First thing, open a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and set your tempo to 172 BPM. That sits right in the DNB zone. Now create your core tracks, one for the break source, one for extra percussion, and one return track for dub effects. If you like working fast, group everything into a drum bus right away. And before you even start shaping sound, set your headroom target. Keep the loop bus peaking somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS, and leave at least 6 dB of headroom on the master. Don't chase loudness yet. In DNB, space is power. Now grab a break that already has some old school movement in it. Don't start with something too polished if you want that jungle feel. You want a break with personality in the transients, something with a bit of grit and mid-range body. In clip view, turn warp on. If the break is full range and you want smooth timing, try Complex Pro. If you want sharper transient behavior, use Beats. From there, slice it up. You can slice by transients or by 1/16. Keep the slices that create forward motion. Little hats, ghost hits, rim shots, and break tails. Don't fill every gap. The empty space is part of the vibe. Now build a four-bar pattern that feels like a conversation. Let the chopped break talk to the kick and snare rather than sitting on top of them. If the loop feels too busy at this stage, it probably is. In Dubwise Jungle, tension often comes from restraint, not density. Before adding any color, shape the loop with EQ and a little transient control. Put EQ 8 on the break track and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That clears out the low end so the kick and sub can breathe. If the top is too fizzy, pull down a shelf around 8 to 12 kHz by a couple dB. If the snare crack is too sharp, make a small notch around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to sterilize the break, just make room for the rest of the mix. After that, add drum bus or glue compressor, depending on what the break needs. If you use drum bus, keep the drive light, maybe 5 to 15%, and don't go crazy with crunch. Boom should stay off or very low. If you use glue compressor, try a 2-to-1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, and only aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to glue, not flatten. If the loop sounds finished too early, you've probably compressed too hard. Now for the Dubwise flavor. Put saturator on the break track, use analog clip or soft sign, and keep drive around 2 to 5 dB. Then level match with output so you're hearing the tone change, not just a volume boost. If the top starts getting brittle, back off the drive. The best saturation in this style is often the kind you feel more than hear. For the echo side of things, create a return track with Ableton Echo. Try 1/8 or 1/4 for the time, feedback around 20 to 45%, and low pass the repeat somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. That keeps the delay in the dub zone instead of turning the whole top end into fog. If you want a little more grime, put a saturator after the echo on the return, but keep the return quieter than you think. In Dubwise DNB, the delay should imply space, not wash the mix away. And here's a key move: automate the send only on important moments. Throw the echo on the last hit before a bar change, a ghost note before a new phrase, or a rim shot that closes out a four-bar section. Don't leave echo everywhere. That's one of the fastest ways to lose headroom and lose definition. Next, add a second layer for motion. This could be a shaker loop, tiny percussion hits and simpler, or a programmed hi-hat pattern. High pass that layer higher, somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz, so it stays in the top end and doesn't crowd the body of the break. You can pan little elements left and right for width, or use auto pan very lightly if you want movement. Keep the amount modest, maybe 10 to 25%. The point is to create a rolling top that feels human, not robotic. A classic old-school trick here is to slightly shift a few hats late, just a few milliseconds, or use groove templates with a bit of swing and delay. That pocket is everything. In Jungle and old-school DNB, you measure the groove against the snare, not against the grid. If the loop feels good with the snare, it's probably good. If it only looks good on the grid, keep working. Now let's make the loop DJ friendly. Since this lesson lives in the DJ tool's mindset, the loop needs to function like something a selector could actually mix into or out of. Think in phrases. Bars 1 and 2 should be more sparse, leaving room for blend-ins. Bars 3 and 4 can add more syncopation or a small fill. Then bars 5 to 8 can offer a variation, maybe one extra ghost hit, a lifted hat, or a tiny reverse tail. DJs need phrasing that makes sense and gives them clean transitions. A good workflow here is to make an A version and a B version. In one clip, keep it darker and more open. In the other, add a little more motion or one extra echo throw. You can even remove one slice in bar 4 or add a reverse cymbal, so the loop breathes without becoming a totally different groove. Small changes keep the listener locked in without making the section feel chaotic. Now we route everything into a drum bus. This is where we make the parts feel unified. On the bus, use glue compressor gently, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. If the combined top feels too bright or boxy, use a QA to clean it up. If you need a little extra cohesion, add a touch of saturator. But be careful, overprocessing the bus is a classic mistake. Indeed, NB, the drums often sound huge because they're clearly separated, not because they're smashed flat. If you want more density, use parallel compression instead of crushing the main channel. Compress a duplicate or a return hard, then blend it back in quietly. That gives you weight without killing transient detail. You can also use multiband dynamics if the loop is uneven across the spectrum, but only when needed. Tame the high band if the hats are spiky, or stabilize the low mid break body if it jumps around too much. Keep it targeted. Now check mono. This is huge. Put utility on the drum bus and hit mono from time to time. If the loop falls apart in mono, you've probably got too much widening or too much phasey delay. Keep anything below roughly 200 to 300 Hz out of the top loop, and avoid wide stereo on short transient hits that need a punch. A strong rule of thumb: keep the core break center heavy, and let the second layer carry most of the width. That way the groove still hits on club systems, even when collapsed to mono. From there, automate tension without turning the volume up. That's the Dubwise sweet spot. Move the echo send, open the filter a little over 4 or 8 bars, or lightly increase saturation during a fill. You can even automate delay feedback to rise briefly before dropping back down. The key is movement, not loudness. This is what makes the loop feel like it's evolving. And in DNB, that's gold, because the bass can stay massive while the top creates the narrative. Once the loop feels right, print it, freeze, flatten, or resample it to audio. That gives you a fixed, playable loop you can treat like a proper DJ tool. Resampling is also great, because it lets you capture delay tails, chop up happy accidents, and create clean versions for different sections. Make a dry loop, an FX loop, an intro loop, and a drop support loop. Then arrange them like tools in the set. The intro version should be filtered and sparse. The build version can be a little more animated. The drop version should be tight and disciplined, leaving room for the sub and snare. And the breakdown version can be more dubby and washed out. A quick reality check: play the loop with a simple sub and a snare underneath. If it still feels strong and the mix still feels open, you've got it. If the loop sounds amazing solo but shrinks the drop, it's doing too much. That's the trap. A good top loop should support the track, not try to be the track. A few pro tips before you move on. If the loop needs more bite, use very light drum bus drive instead of heavy compression. If you want grime, try redux only on fills or returns, not the whole loop. If the break is too busy, use manual edits or gate to create more call and response space. If you want a more old school feel, don't clean everything up too much. A little crackle, a little timing roughness, and a bit of imperfect edge can make the whole thing feel more authentic. And here's a strong arrangement habit: build three versions of the same loop. One clean DJ intro version, one groove support version, and one drop support version. Keep them related but functionally different. That gives you a proper DJ usable system and makes the arrangement way more flexible. So the big takeaway is this: the best Dubwise top loops in jungle and old school DNB sound alive because they leave space. They're gritty, they swing, they move, but they don't block the kick, snare, and sub from doing their job. Treat the loop like a utility layer. Shape the groove against the snare, keep the headroom safe, and let the dub effects breathe in controlled doses. Now go build your A and B versions, test them in mono, and listen for the one that makes the bass hit harder instead of weaker. That's the one.